Our first reading today comes from the second chapter of the book of Joshua. And this is a story about Rahab, who helped the spies that were going into the land of Canaan to see what was there. And this is what happened. She hid them from the men of Jericho, and she brought them up on the roof and had concealed them with flax on the wood arranged for her upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way of the Jordan over the fords, and they shut the gates when they who pursued after them had gone out. And they were scarcely laid down, and she went up to them on the roof. And she said to the men, "I know that Yahuwah has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen upon us, and that all they who dwell in the land are dissolved before you. For we have heard how Yahuwah dried up the waters of the Suf Sea from before you, and when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were across the Jordan, to Sihon and to Og, whom you doomed. And we heard, and our hearts did melt, and the spirit arose no more in any man before you. For Yahuwah your God, he is the God of the heavens above and of the earth beneath. And now, please promise to me by Yahuwah, for I have done mercy with you, that you also will do mercy with the house of my father, and give me a sign of truth, and that you will let my father and my mother live, and my brothers and my sisters and all that they have, and will rescue our souls from death." And the men said to her, "Be our souls unto death instead of yours, if you tell not this our matter. And it shall be when Yahuwah gives us the land, that we will do mercy and truth with thee." And she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the wall of the city wall, and she dwelt upon the city wall. And she said to them, "Go toward the mountain, lest the pursuers fall upon you, and hide away there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and after this you may go on your way." And when the men said to her, "We will be innocent of this thy promise which thou hast made us promise. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt tie this line of scarlet twice dyed thread in the window by which you did let us down, and thy father and thy mother and thy brothers and all the house of thy father, thou shalt gather them to this house. And it shall be that all who go out of the doors of thy house to the street, his blood shall be upon his own head, and we will be innocent. And all who be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if a hand shall be upon him. But if thou tell not this our matter, then we shall be, if thou tell this our matter, we shall be innocent of thy promise, which thou hast made us promise." And she said, "According to your words, so be it." And she sent them away, and they went. And she tied the line of scarlet twice dyed in the window. This is a beautiful story about hope. You may not see it in the story at first, but the word for the line of scarlet thread actually is the Hebrew word for hope, because this line of thread that she put in the window gave her hope. You might even say a thread of hope, but there was hope that she could be saved, for she knew that the Lord and his army was coming. She knew that there was no hope to be had from the walls of Jericho or from the troops in Jericho, that her hope lay in only one place, in the Lord himself. And the reason that it was a scarlet thread, which was the sign of truth she was looking for, is because of the spiritual meaning of scarlet. We read in the heavenly doctrine that the truth from the celestial heaven appears as a bright scarlet in the sky, and that the external celestial good and its truth are signified by scarlet double-dyed. Therefore, also the word in its literal sense also, and it's the doctrine that comes from it, is expressed by this color scarlet. For the reason that the word is the divine truth that proceeds from the divine good of the Lord and appears as a flaming light in the inmost heaven and as a shining white light in the middle heaven. And because of this, it says that the ancients had a custom that were, because they knew what these meanings were, and for a sign of hope, or a sign of truth, they would bind the scarlet thread for the remembrance or recollection of something. And so it was when Perez, the son of Tamar, was born that they tied a scarlet double-dyed thread on his hand. And also we read about Rahab and how she bound a scarlet thread in the window and the spies might remember their promise. This remembrance of a promise. Notice she made them promise. Not just simply a promise, a simple promise, but she made them promise by the name of Yahuwah, by the name of the Lord, because she trusted not so much in these spies, but in the Lord himself. And so she wanted the word of the Lord to have trust in. And this trust gave her hope because she heard about the miracle. She heard about how the nations were dissolved and their hearts had melted with the Lord coming. And she wanted hope because she knew if she did not turn to the Lord, she would be destroyed. And this happens in our own life at times when we feel hopeless, when we think something bad is going to happen and we don't know where to turn. We turn to the Lord in his word, because in his word we find that thread of scarlet. Often indeed we bind the word in scarlet to remind us that this is the Lord's truth from heaven. And in this truth we can trust, because we need the word if we're going to be saved from destruction. And what's nice about hope, it says, lifts us up. It lifts us up with the hope of going to heaven. It gives us the promise that we will be certainly delivered from the hells. And so we need this hope in our life, just as Rahab needed the hope in her life. We need that sign of truth, the scarlet twice dyed, that thread that we can hang on to, that we can look at, and hope that we will be saved from our enemies. For without hope, we have despair. As a matter of fact, the word despair means without hope. And so we need this. But to have hope, we need to turn to something that can hold us. And the only thing that can truly hold us is the word of the Lord himself. And so when we need hope, we turn to the Lord in his word. We ask our parents, what does the Lord say is right? And to get this hope, we listen to the word, we read the word, and especially do what the word teaches. Because in doing this, we have something to hang on to. We have a hope with trust that can lift us up. And so it says in the Psalm 119, the law of thy mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and prepared me. Make me to understand, and I will learn thy commandments. They who fear thee shall see me and be glad, for in thy word do I hope. Let my heart be perfect in thy statutes, that I not be ashamed. My soul is all consumed for thy salvation. In thy word do I hope. For I have inclined my heart to do thy statutes to eternity. To the last, I hate vain opinions, but thy law I love. And thou art my hiding place and my shield. In thy word do I hope.